Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miles in the Morning with Jeff Miles and Rebecca Black. 98.7 K-Love.
By the way, real quick, I just want to throw this out there. Go to Starbucks and get the updose. If they've got the updose at your Starbucks, get it.
Are you feeling it
it's
this morning?
Awesome. Just throwing that out there. Because it's Monday. Usually you're sluggish on a Monday.
Right?
Usually, yeah, but this morning, it's awesome. Go for the updose. Let's jump right into our one thing, Rebecca. Why don't you get us started here?
Yeah, Kobe Bryant yesterday. What a horrifically tragic day. He and his 13-year-old daughter passed away in a helicopter crash. We all know that. Of course, the tributes are coming out. Mark Cuban even has posted several videos on his Instagram, all that kind of stuff, and he says that no Dallas Maverick will ever wear number 24 ever again.
Basically retiring that number. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah, we were all texting about this yesterday, of course. And we all seem to think that maybe the rest of the NBA goes to this.
I think so, too. I mean, just the circumstances surrounding his death and the legacy he left and the impact he had on the game, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's just absolutely heartbreaking.
The sad part is that, you know, it's tragic the way it happened. Kobe, he had been taking helicopters a lot because he wants to beat the traffic in L.A., which is so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, what it would have taken him 20 minutes on a helicopter probably would have taken two hours.
Yeah.
You know, via car.
Mm-hmm.
So efficiency, and it's smart, and you think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I think also on that helicopter was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to a basketball event.
They had a basketball game.
And one of the other, the coach's daughter was also on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it wasn't just Kobe that was lost, but also this coach and other family members for them as well. And just so sad and so tragic to see.
It's just awful. Unthinkable. Yeah. I can't even imagine what his wife Vanessa is going through, as well as his other three daughters. I don't know how you cope with that. I don't know how you deal with that.
You know, you look at your own children and you literally think, because that's exactly what happened. I mean, I found out yesterday we were at the Frontiers of Flight Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Or as my son Liam calls it, the plane zoo. So we're over there, and all of a sudden I get the alert on my phone, and I was like, oh my gosh. And just like you, and Lucky, just like you probably did, you're literally going straight into saying, okay, is this real?
Right.
What are the details? What's going on? Is this one of those things where somebody thought they knew something and then it wasn't really the case, or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I hoped it wasn't real. And then when I found out that it was just crushing.
Well, then I looked directly at my kids and I was just looking at them thinking, man, you can't prepare for that.
No.
And I think as we get, you know, further into this, I just can't imagine, like you said, his wife, Vanessa, and also the other kids, and how they move on from this is going to be just so hard.
And I'm like, take home from this. Like, just hug your babies a little closer tonight and love on your loved ones.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.